From NPR and WNYC, coming to you from the Bell House in beautiful Brooklyn, New York, it's NPR's Hour of Puzzles, Word Games, and Trivia, Ask Me Another. Now, here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Jonathan Coulton. We have got a great show for you. 10 contestants are here to play our nerdy games, and one of them will win our grand prize provided by our VIPs, and they are brothers. They are brothers who've worked together as actors, directors, writers. You might know them from shows like The Mindy Project, Transparent, HBO's Togetherness. Clearly, these two do not suffer from sibling rivalry, unlike me and my sister. You might know her as the host of the popular Canadian trivia show, Query Me Again, eh? On that show, instead of winning a Rubik's Cube, you get a lifetime supply of government health care. But that doesn't matter. Why? Because we have on our show Mark and Jay Duplass, the Duplass brothers. The Duplass brothers will be joining us later in the show, but let's get started with our first two contestants. Bram Weiser, you are a freelance sign language interpreter.
I am.
And you have had a few good jobs. You volunteered at the World Cup in charge of guarding the trophy?
That was one of the things they had me do, yeah.
Okay.
That was a great thrill.
Were people trying to steal the trophy?
They were trying to do things that the organizers didn't want them to do.
Okay, what's one of these things?
Use it for marketing purposes.
Oh, okay. White collar crimes.
You know. It's FIFA, what do you, you know, anyway.
So. Yeah. I thought maybe they'd be trying to, like, I don't know, touch it, lick it.
Yeah, touch, yes, lick, I certainly hope not.
Yeah, okay.
Because it's been kissed by you don't want to know how many people.
Okay, very good. Marion Nunn, you are a commercial real estate developer, and you are also known for your Patrick Swayze impersonation.
I am. I can do it very, very well. The last scene of Dirty Dancing, with my timing just a little off.
Okay.
And I can do a good Mick Jagger.
I didn't realize you had a whole litany.
I have a repertoire that
okay.
I practice by myself a lot. Yeah. With some mirrors around.
With some mirrors, absolutely. Got to see how it looks. In this game, we're playing off of the Terminator's famous catchphrase, hasta la vista, baby, which, of course, is Spanish for see you later, baby.
So we are taking other foreign language expressions that are common in English and imagining what they would sound like if the Terminator said them. So if I asked, hey, Terminator, in French, what would you call a pen name? You would answer, nom de plume, baby.
So each answer is going to be a common foreign language expression followed by the word baby. Give us your best Arnold impression, and the winner will move on to our final round at the end of the show. All right, here we go. Hey, Terminator. In Italian, what would you call singing without instrumental accompaniment? Bram.
A cappella, baby.
All right, that was a pretty good Terminator impression.
Look, I interpret into sign language. I don't interpret into other spoken languages, so you have to forgive me.
You got it right.
Thank you.
A cappella, baby.
Thank you.
Hey, Terminator, in Hebrew or Yiddish, what would you say to wish me congratulations or good luck?
Mazel tov, baby.
That's correct.
Hey, Terminator, in Swahili, what would you say if you followed Timon and Pumbaa's advice to have no worries? Bram.
Hakuna Matata, baby.
Correct.
Hey, Terminator, in Spanish, how would you welcome guests with a phrase that means, my house is your house? Mary.
Mi casa, su casa, baby.
That's correct.
Hey, Terminator, in Japanese, how would you thank me very much? Bram.
Domo arigato, baby.
Exactly. Yeah. Can't say the sticks didn't teach you anything.
That's right.
Hey, Terminator, in German, what would you say when you were enjoying the misfortune of others? Bram.
Schadenfreude, baby.
Exactly.
This is your last clue. Hey, Terminator, in Greek, what rhyming term would you use to describe the common people?
We may have to go to our puzzle guru, John Chinesky, for a hint.
Oh, gee, the best I can do is it both words rhyme with boy?
Bram.
Hoi polloi, baby.
That's very good.
Right. Yeah.
Puzzle guru John Chinesky, how did our contestants do?
Well, Bram, you'll be back in our final round at the end of the show. Congratulations.
Don't sweat the technique.